This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, KERA's American Graduate Initiative tracks the journey from childhood to graduation. Today, we visit a school where students seemed out of control, teachers and principals kept leaving, and the state said the campus was failing. Here's a look at Peace Elementary. It's one of several schools in the Dallas district that's trying to turn things around with a new program. The sun's barely up, and it's freezing outside. Two assistant principals are bundled up, wandering down the street by Elijah M. Peace Elementary, and one has a megaphone.
Hey, let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Hey, let's go! School started at 7:55. You playing down there? Let's go!
In the apartment parking lot next door, interim principal Alfonso Warfield explains the strategy.
When it get cold, it's very important because our students decided they want to stay in the house because it's too cold.
This morning ritual, new this school year at Peace in Southern Dallas, resets rules and expectations. Be here, on time.
You're almost here.
Assistant Principal Johnny Gassaway is at the front door of the school greeting kids as they come in.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, y'all. Come on in.
When Gassaway first got here last school year, he remembers marijuana smoke pouring from a car as parents dropped off their kids. Kids he suspected were high from the exposure. That wasn't all.
You hear a lot of cussing, then you may hear, I love you. So we're like, okay, how does that work? Drop the F-bomb and, okay, I'll pick you up later. You better not be late. Don't eat all the noodles when you get home, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing is no way to start school. Gassaway says the culture had to change.
We're bringing that sense of normalcy, I think, back to the school.
The assistant principals want to make Peace Elementary a safe place in a tough community.
It's below poverty, so it's hood. There's a lot of drug activity and stuff like that in the surrounding apartments.
Kayla Trevino's two kids attend Peace. Working around a couple jobs and health administration classes, she volunteers here. This year, volunteers are welcomed. Last year, they weren't. Instability used to rule, according to Counselor Jennifer Brent.
We've had three principals, a sub-principal, an interim principal, as well as a principal facilitator. So, and that's just in 3 years.
Brent's been here through those years. Absent leaders led to teacher turnover. She says to kids, constant change equals chaos.
Last year, the students really got accustomed to teachers not coming back. And, you know, they kind of joke about it, you know. And some of the jokes, oh, she's not coming back. We ran her off, you know. And that's what they think. They think it's them. They just think about their home life. They think they're running off their fathers, their mothers, you know, the people who aren't in their lives.
Warfield said there were so many challenges at this school.
My first day here, I told a student, I asked him to do something in the cafeteria. He told me, I don't have to listen to you. You're only going to be here for 2 days. I was shocked.
Starting this school year, Peace is an ACE campus. It stands for Accelerated Campus Excellence. The system was set up by former Superintendent Mike Miles. The program sends extra administrators and top teachers into the school. Most of last year's instructors are now somewhere else. The new ones reined in out-of-control kids. Teachers say last year, many escaped their classrooms for the last 2 hours of the day. This year, the district says the campus is improving. Imposing discipline and rules this year, like walking single file through the halls or scheduling after-school homework and tutor sessions, led to initial pushback that surprised Gassaway.
And they said it was white people stuff.
92% of the students here are African American. Gassaway says kids want and need discipline. They just had never seen it, didn't know what decent education looked like. Sabrina Lloyd's seeing improvements. Her child attended Peace before and after the changes.
Yeah, I see a tremendous difference. Brother, he's learned more this year than he did the prior year before. It was kind of shaky, rocky the first time, his first year, until he got familiar with the students and the teachers. I just say kudos to the teachers in the school.
Gassaway's not worried about the skeptics at Peace.
This is a thing that's going to be consistent, and this is a necessary thing. We're not going anywhere. So if you're mad today, get over because we're going to be back here tomorrow.
For this assistant principal, Peace Elementary is on the right track. It's got a ways to go, but it's getting better. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.